Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Joe is here, but he's taking a knee for the first 10 minutes of the show, so he refuses to speak for 10 minutes until his demands are met.
Well, you must be insane. I'm more than willing to talk. What are you making?
I don't know what I was going to say. How are we going to know what your demands are unless you speak?
I could write them out.
Yeah, okay. You start writing over there. Get out a pen and start.
I want the soft drink machine back again.
Oh, okay. You don't like just a case of soda in the fridge.
No, I like the soft drink.
You demand having a Coke machine in the basement.
No, Pepsi.
Sorry. Jeez. Okay. All right. Well, welcome on board the On the Mark show, everybody. I'm Mark Lawrence, bad host, in case that's not painfully obvious already. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. And the hometown pharmacies are the Shade Mountain Pharmacy out in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our show, you're welcome to do as two individuals have done, and that's email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And you can do us as a few people do. That's text us at 70236. That's the Text Connect system. Just send us a message to 70236 if you're a Text Connect member. If you're not, you can sign up at wkok.com. We actually sent out a Text Connect message today that the Line Mountain School District's elementary school, Line Mountain Elementary in Treverton, is on a three-hour delay because of an ongoing power outage in that part of the county. So that was an early bird text message that went out earlier today. So if we have to send out more school announcements, that's the way we do it. Send it out via text to connect. Now, we don't do snow delays, all of them in the winter that way, but we have an anomalous delay. We have that on text connect in many cases. 70236, so keep in touch.
Is that like a school delay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. An anomalous delay. Is
right, yeah.
Delay.
That means it's not normal. It's outside the normal delays, which we would expect to have some normal delays in the months ahead.
Yes, we would.
All right. Well, welcome aboard, sir. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, buddy. How about yourself?
Good. You look good. Now, why did you want to go on strike earlier?
No, was
that just a temporary mood swing? Or
no,
what?
I'm off my meds today. I'm like Big Lou. I'm on meds, too.
Okay.
I love that commercial.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
He's on meds, too. All right. What is that? I always wonder.
Some insurance company. Or
oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
He'll
oh, that's right.
Yeah, policy, even if you have diabetes
I got you.
Or problems.
Like I got you. Yeah, Big Lou's has a policy.
Right. You know, I read this morning, obviously, since we had our program yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about Judge Kavanaugh and the accusations brought against him. And I picked up a story this morning I thought was rather interesting because I think it shows a slight difference in how these things are approached depending on whose ox is getting gored. The woman who accused Minnesota Democratic Representative Keith Ellison of domestic abuse said on Monday the Democrats don't believe her story and threatened to isolate her over the allegations.
All right, now let's stop right there. We've been talking about Judge Kavanaugh, who's accused of a sexual assault in high school
right.
by a woman, and for the most part, it seems as Democrats probably believe her.
Definitely want to hear her out.
Okay. But that doesn't mean they believe her. They just want to hear her out.
No, I think they believe her.
Do you? Okay.
Do.
So you speak
her.
For all Democrats. All right.
No,
well,
not, I just think
noted.
I think they believe her because they want to believe her, but they want to stop Judge Kavanaugh. When you have the Speaker or the head of the Democrats in the Senate saying they will use any means possible to stop the nomination from going through, I think they are predisposed to believe her because she's helping them achieve something they want to achieve.
Well, I think you're making assumptions not in evidence, but that's fine.
Well, you can say that.
Well, I think they want, you know, they may want to hear her out, and they may want to use whatever they can use to try to derail that. But, you know, to say that Democrats believe her is a misstatement. I think she's a means to an end, and that end trying to defeat
Judge
Kavanaugh.
So you believe they're using her?
No, I just think that they want to hear. I don't think anybody's made any conclusions yet, or most people probably in a deciding mode haven't made their decision yet. I know Senator Toomey sent out a note overnight that said he's very interested in hearing what has to be said here.
Oh, sure. I think she should definitely get her hearing.
And then he'll decide.
But, you know, Senator Casey, who announced from the get-go that he wouldn't vote for him, what difference is it going to make to him?
Right. He doesn't need more information.
Right. No, and neither does Chuck Schumer, who said any means possible to stop it, he'll take.
No, I told you last week or 2 weeks ago that Judge Kavanaugh's testimony in front of the Judiciary Committee was going to change some Democrats that were going to vote for him. Now, I haven't heard of anybody that's actually willing to do that yet, but I think this is going to flip some Republicans.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it can't be proven. I mean, what do you think this hearing is going to be like, just out of curiosity? He's going to take the stand. On one hand, you have her. There are only three people involved in this whole process. Two of them say it didn't happen. One of them says it did. Now, what are the other facts? They are bringing up the fact that Judge Kavanaugh's mother ruled against his accuser's family in a lawsuit, and that could be some payback from there. On the other hand, I read a story this morning that said that the other guy who was with Kavanaugh, and I forget his name, supposedly in the party, has written about his high school partying and drunken behavior. Not Kavanaugh's, but his. And he refers to somebody in there as an O'Kavanaugh, like McGranahan O'Kavanaugh, and they're not certain whether that's him or not. So you have some extenuating circumstances on either side. So what's going to happen? She's going to go in there and say at a party, and her story in the letter she wrote to Dianne Feinstein is rather sketchy. I think you will agree with me on that. It's not very rich in details, and it omits some rather unusual things, like she says she got medical treatment, but when?
And what kind of medical treatment?
She may be making
reference to her therapy that she was
She may be, but
receiving.
She didn't say that in there. So, I mean,
right. There's
certainly some things there that can be questioned, but I think the Republicans have a really difficult time because they can't afford to seem unsympathetic to her. On the other hand, they can't afford not to challenge her, at least in some respects, if they think her story doesn't add up or it isn't
Well, and Democrats reasonable. Have the same obligation to hear her out. There's no guarantee that what she's saying is true, so that they want to hear her out or to find out more, but also to find out if this was just, if the only interaction between Judge Kavanaugh was that time, that day, and that's the only interaction that they've ever had.
She says she hasn't seen him since that event.
Right. So I don't think that will derail the nomination. I mean, it certainly is bad that Judge Kavanaugh did that in high school. I mean, assuming that he did it. But, you know, who's this precisely the same person or as impetuous or adolescent as they were in high school?
You assume he did it?
No, I'm just saying for the sake of our discussion, that's sort of how we started out yesterday. You know, we said several times the premise, let's just say that he did it for the sake of discussion.
Right,
well,
okay.
For the sake of discussion, let's suppose he did that. I still don't think that's going to preclude the nomination. And it's not like he has a pattern of abuse or anything. He's a pattern of just the opposite behavior.
So if it comes out a tie, I mean, let's face it. Here's what could happen. She could break down on the stand and says, oh, I lied. I don't know why I did this. It's terrible. Or he could come out and say, yes, I admit I did it. You got me. I don't deserve to be on the Supreme Court. But what's most likely to happen is a tie.
What is it going to be, 51-49? Is that
no?
The
matter? I'm talking about as the result of the hearing, that the hearing will not prove anything one way or the other.
Oh,
it will not be dispositive.
De facto a tie.
Right. So it's a tie. So what happens? The people who are going to vote for him vote for him. The people who are going to vote against him vote against him. Unless somebody's mind is actually changed, unless somebody finds her more credible than him or him more credible than her.
Well, I think that's...
But I don't see any Democrat changing their vote, no matter what. If she even broke down on the stand and said, this is terrible, I shouldn't have done this to this fine man, well, then I still think the majority of Democrats would vote against him because they don't like his politics and they're concerned about the kind of judgments he might issue on the court.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything that is a vote changer yet. You know, if he did this in high school, that's too bad. He should never have done that. Obviously, he's lived a different life since then, and so you know, I don't think that would deter any votes. I don't think it's going to make anybody who's a Democrat vote for him. That's for sure.
Did you see the two? I think I forget what show they were on last night, but two women who dated him in high school and college came forward and said that, you know, he was a fine man. He never mistreated them, never did anything improper towards them. So if this was the kind of a guy who would push a girl into a bedroom and attempt to have forced sexual relations with her, you would think that it wouldn't just be a one-time thing, that it would be some, as one of our writers said yesterday, I think you have that one up on the screen, she sees something underneath this, suggests a power play with a witness. I see power, not sexuality, in this. And
there you go, right there.
Right. I fear this man may have an underlying pathology that will affect his position on women's issues. So that's saying that this, there's something so deep and dark in this guy's background that if he ever got on the Supreme Court, he's a misogynist and he hates women and will do whatever he can to harm them, which is at complete odds with every woman who's come forward. 65 women wrote a letter about how good he is, how honorable and decent. The two women he used to date, who have no reason to not say the truth, said that he was never anything but a perfect gentleman around them.
All right, well, we'll take calls on this topic. All of this is preceding...
I didn't finish what I was...
Right, all of this is preceding what Joe has in front of him, which relates to the fact that he, Joe, feels that Democrats necessarily believe this I'm drawing a blank on her last name now, sorry. But anyway, this accuser and summarily disbelieve Mr. Kavanaugh. So therefore, the real irony is in the next paragraph of Joe's remarks here. This is, presumed, from Fox News.
Well, no, I don't know where it's from. I just saw the story.
It's from Fox News. Okay. Don't toy with us. It's your only source.
It's not my only source. I send you stuff all the time from CNN and MSNBC.
Okay.
All right, and other newspapers. Karen Monahan, a former girlfriend of Minnesota Democratic Representative Keith Ellison, came forward last month alleging that Ellison sent her threatening text messages and once screamed obscenities at her as he dragged her off a bed by her feet. Ellison has denied the accusation, saying he never behaved this way. He did acknowledge he was in a relationship with a woman. The allegations didn't lead to any immediate action against the congressman, except for the announcement that the Democratic National Committee would review the accusations. He went on to win the Democratic primary election for Minnesota Attorney General. Monahan slammed the Democratic Party for its response to her allegations when compared to its treatment of Christine Blasey Ford. That was the name you were looking for. Ford has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of an attempted forcible rape during a high school party nearly four decades ago, prompting prominent Democrats to get behind Ford's allegations. So if they were so outraged by these allegations, why not in their own backyard?
Well, I think Fox accurately points out that they're completely different situations, different stories, different scenarios, different situations, different relationship, different accusation, different accuser. I think that's why they probably...
Mistreatment of women, isn't that the issue?
Well, you could certainly put it in that file, but neither is proven at this stage, so they're both accusations. Like I stipulated, they could both be true.
But I don't see the Democrats calling for this guy to step down, or, you know, they're calling for Kavanaugh's nomination to be withdrawn.
So you're trying to point out that you have finally discovered, with the help of Fox News, hypocrisy in Washington? Is that the bottom line here?
Oh, Mark. You're on my prayer list.
Or is it worse than that? Is it deeper?
It's deeper.
There's a deeper pathology, as our good listener points out.
All I'm saying is that, you know, what I see in Washington is faked outrage. You know, we're outraged over this. We're outraged over that. This is terrible.
Incensed.
That's terrible.
I'm incensed.
Anything that happens that we agree with, oh, it's wonderful. It's magnificent. It's glorious.
It's a rare opportunity.
If we disagree with it, it's horrible. It's, you know, I'm outraged.
Yeah, whatever happened to be that, I have a slight disagreement. Remember?
We don't have that anymore. We go immediately to outrage. I'm outraged.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We got open phones right now. We're talking about Democratic outrage over Miss Ford, but Democratic love for the defendant in that particular
Keith
case,
Ellison, Representative
Mr.
Keith
Ellison.
Ellison.
So what's up with that? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. We're not going to stay on this the whole show, but if you have last-minute topic or last-minute add-on to this, we'd love to hear from you. All four lines are open, so there'd be no delay if you wanted to get on. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, or you can do as one individual has done, and that's text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Go. Welcome back. You're listening to On the Mark. 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number, brought to you by the nice folks at the Hometown Pharmacies. Our entire program brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. And we have an email that says, so then why did Al Franken get banished from Congress for a 30-year-old indiscretion that was far less severe? Actually, I don't think Al Franken should have resigned.
No. Well,
I didn't like it. I don't like his politics.
He chose
but I
to.
Agree. It was an awfully old allegation. But the difference is he admitted to it, did he not?
I believe he did.
And so he admitted to it. He said, I did it. Yes, that's not.
So I shouldn't be a U.S. congressman.
No, he was a senator.
He shouldn't be a senator anymore.
Well, yeah, but he admitted it. So, I mean, what is the punishment? Eternal banishment for having said, I did it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that anymore. Whatever happened to forgiveness and redemption? Are those qualities gone now?
That's a good one. Oh, yeah, we don't employ them anymore.
No, we've gone beyond that. Somebody did something. Oh, well, they're guilty. They're banished for life.
Well, on the topic of Democrats not believing an accuser of Congressman Ellison, one of our listeners sends us a text that says, Ellison's abused girlfriend's son has a video of Ellison abusing the girlfriend.
Hmm.
So that'll be a bit of a game changer.
Well, then you think somebody would be outraged.
They'll be incensed anyway.
Incensed.
I'm not sure about outrage. Outrage is reserved for strictly political topics. But
today, isn't in this world.
The incensement factor will come up.
Now, here,
farther.
I have something I'm outraged about this morning.
What's that?
This is Joe Biden, you know, Creepy Joe, as they call him now.
Yeah, now.
While speaking at the Human Rights Campaign's annual dinner in Washington, D.C., former Vice President Joe Biden described people who voted for President Donald Trump as the dregs of society, who are not allies of the LGBTQQIAAP community. Now, I have heard of LGBTQ, but what's the extra QIAAP stand for? Do you know? You're a touchy-feely kind of guy.
Oh, I don't know. Queer is the Q, but questioning could be the second Q, and then another A?
An I, two A's, and a P.
Ooh, I don't know. Let's Google that. That's the only way to know for sure.
Anyhow, Biden said, these forces of intolerance remain determined to undermine and roll back the progress you have all made. Biden stated, this time they, not you, have an ally in the White House. This time they have an ally. According to Biden, while they may be a small percentage of the American people, virulent people, some of them are the dregs of society. And instead of using the full might of the executive branch to secure justice, dignity, and safety for all, the president uses the White House as a literal bully pulpit, callously exerting his power over those who have little or none. Donald Trump Jr. called out Biden's remarks, saying it was too far even for him. During the 2016 presidential campaign, then-candidate Trump was open in his support of the LGBTQQIAAP community. really? Okay. Maybe I don't even know what it is.
Maybe so it leaves somebody out.
And he said, thank you to the LGBT community. I will fight for you while Hillary brings in more people that will threaten your freedoms and beliefs. He tweeted that in 2016. But right. He only was referring to the LGBT community. We're not forgetting the Qs and the As and the Is and the P.
Well, apparently, Wikipedia says that that is the full LGBT acronym, that the LGBTQ is the shortened version, that what the whole acronym is now is LGBTTQQIAAP, and don't laugh.
This is a pretty big tent. It's getting bigger.
This is important. It says, stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, transsexual, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, ally, A-L-L-I, or A-L-L-Y, you know, like somebody who's an ally, pansexual is the P. Asexual and pansexual are the ally, or the A-A-P.
How do the allies get thrown
into that? Wikipedia says that it has also resulted in some confusion.
No kidding.
All right. Oh, wait. It says it criticized for being confusing and leaving some people out.
Who could they possibly have left out?
Well, you know, somebody said, like, in there's 30-some of these abbreviations now for people, you know, because you're really, you're talking about three different human traits. You know, one is your, how you perceive yourself, you know, how you identify. One is your gender, your born sex, what sort of private naughty bits that you have. And the last one is sexual attraction. Your sexual, that's from Monty Python. That's 18 and up.
Okay.
The third is your sexual attraction. So all of these are combined in there. So one doesn't just call attention to your sexual gender. One doesn't call attention to just your sexual interests, nor of your self perception. But they're all combined in there. Which is as this evolves and grows, I would think that those initials would change to say, okay, well, this is your gender, you know, it's male, female, pan, you know, or ally, whatever the ally means. I'm sorry to say I don't know what that means, but so that would be what your gender is, and then the second would be a series of abbreviations, including these that we're mentioning that relates to your sexual interest.
Why not just O for other?
Well, I guess that's too specific, although that would include, you'd have
everybody.
to be other. So.
And we can't have that many initials. We've got too many A's, Q's,
well, anyway,
P's.
We're way off the track here.
We are. So what do you think? Do you think the people who voted for Donald Trump are the dregs of society?
Maybe privately, but not
privately you think that, or privately you think that... Explain, please.
Well, what are the dregs of society? That's kind of a...
Well, I think that's fairly clear. The dregs of society would mean the lowest strata of the social spectrum, people who
are
beneath contempt almost.
Isn't the dreg the stuff that comes off the top of a
melting pot? No, it
comes off
the bottom of a cask of wine.
Oh, the bottom. Oh, the dregs. Okay, that's what the dregs stands for. Well, anyway, I don't know. You know, that's his opinion. I don't share that opinion. I have a lot of good friends who voted for President Trump, yourself excluded, but other people who voted for him. And they claim to have good reason, but they were false reasons or fallacious.
This is what we've gotten into, calling people. I mean, President Trump started this. I'm sorry, but he did. He started the name calling. And now this is where we've come to. And I'm frankly sick of it.
Are you incensed?
You and I managed to do this program without calling each other names, and yet we disagree over a wide range of issues.
Oh, we call each other names,
and
but just
I
off
had,
mic.
When Steve was here, you know, Steve and I are able to have a conversation without calling each other names or insulting one another or becoming testy about it, you know. But where have we come to in society where we have to call someone, we have to belittle someone else in order to make our points? And that's what we're doing here, calling somebody the dregs of society, the president calling people low IQ.
But I think we've always been pretty divided. I just don't think it's anything new. You know, I think we've always been pretty divided. Politics has always been sort of a rough sport. So I just don't think it's as new as you and I think it is. Maybe more coverage of it. Maybe as you and I age slightly older than some people.
Slightly.
You more so than most people. Maybe we're a little less tolerant of it, you know, but it seems like we are divided. And I think our current president has made it worse. More of the name calling gets more of the coverage now. Maybe that's the difference.
Well, it's like the congressional race up north of us, where apparently a guy named Schrinn, I don't remember his first name, John Schrinn or something like that, is running. And apparently he's from New Jersey. And so there's this TV commercial of these political people cynically sitting around saying, well, how much does it cost to buy an election here in New Jersey? Oh, it's too much money. Well, look at Pennsylvania, it's cheaper over there. Where's this town? Let's buy a seat in Congress here in this Wills Bar. Mm-hmm. They don't even know the name of the town, you know, supposedly. So it's not, and I think that our letter writer, the letter that we have about Governor Wolf, brings up a very good point. We didn't get to it yet, but, you know, instead of telling me why I should vote for you, what you're telling me in all these spots is why I shouldn't vote for your opponent.
Right. Well, look at we're gonna talk about this, but one of our listeners sent us a note saying that Governor Wolf is running against Harrisburg in his latest ads.
He is Harrisburg. When
he's it, he's it. So, right, we're gonna talk about that when we come back. Well, as we predicted, we would wrap up the Kavanaugh discussion. It looks like we've achieved that milestone. Pending a new call or a new email or a new text, we talked about Mr. Joe Biden making reference to Trump supporters as the dregs of society. So we got a email related to, or a text related to that, so we will definitely read that on the air. You're listening to On the Mark at WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm here with Joe McGranahan. He's the co-host of the show. Rob Sanders, the fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom, so we appreciate all his hard work. We have an email pending that relates to Governor Wolf versus Scott Wagner in the gubernatorial race, and that Governor Wolf is really running against the old school of Harrisburg. But you're thinking, isn't he the governor? So wouldn't it be his school? So I think that's a valid observation from one of our listeners. And another texter sent us a note that relates to the dregs of society, playing off Senator Biden's words.
No, former vice president.
Former vice president. Well, he's a former senator, too.
Right, but most recently he's a former vice president.
Okay, so that's what he holds on to then, is the biggest job you've had lately?
Right, okay. I believe that's the way it works.
Okay, so in any event, referring to Trump supporters as the dregs of society, so therefore we are going to read those. But we do have some news headlines up, and I'm going to tell you about the hometown pharmacies here in a second. And but let me give you first our general overview, and that's that On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. The hometown pharmacies sponsor our toll-free line, which is 1-800-795-9565. That hometown pharmacy's line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Why would you go to a hometown pharmacy? Well, every dollar you spent locally in a hometown pharmacy gets spent locally 10 times over. You get everything you need from the pharmacy, great prices, super service, first name basis, private consultations with the pharmacist. outside their earshot of anybody else that might happen to be in the building. Some of the pharmacies we're talking about are pretty busy, but they do have a private area for you to talk to the pharmacist about your needs and interests and concerns and conflicts that may arise in terms of one medicine you're taking, perhaps with a new one. And they also have super service throughout the store. Some of them got the drug take-back boxes. Some of them deliver. All of them got personalized service, fabulous prices, and it's great to be supporting your hometown. Don't send your money directly to China. Don't go to a big box. Do go to a local hometown pharmacy like Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Noria Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy. The promised aforementioned news headlines, roads are reopening around here. Mile Post Road, Hamilton Underpass, Reagan Street Underpass, the intersection of JPM Road and Colonel John Kelly Road, all now reopen. All of those were blocked earlier today because of rainfall or accidents, and they are now listed as open. We still have the Line Mountain Elementary School in a three-hour delay after a power outage today knocked out power to over 400 people in and around the Treverton area. Electricity is back on for the most part in that area, including at the school, but the delay is underway. That three-hour delay continues at the Line Mountain Elementary School right now. In some other news, the defense began calling witnesses Monday in the civil trial of Dr. Fred Teichman versus Evangelical Community Hospital. Standard Journal reporting this morning that witnesses included Lori Ettinger, a nurse from the hospital's one-day surgical unit, who recalled a bitter 2010 disagreement with Teichman. Teichman is suing the hospital, claiming wrongful termination and is seeking damages and the opportunity to practice at the hospital again. The trial's in recess until Thursday morning in court. No details being disclosed, but a discrimination case involving Wise Markets has been resolved. PennLive.com reports the private out-of-court settlement was reached between the company and Jason Allen, an African-American employee from Sunbury, works at the store's warehouse in Milton. PennLive.com reported no terms of the settlement were disclosed in U.S. Middle District Court. He claimed as an employee since 2012, he was repeatedly passed over for promotions, while less qualified Caucasians receive those promotions and make up the bulk of the management at Wise Markets. And we talk about the impact of kneeling, which the NFL said would be out of bounds this year. Well, ratings generally have been up for the NFL through the first 2 weeks of the schedule. CBS scored its best opening NFL doubleheader game rating in 3 years with the highest rated window Sunday on any network. Patriots at Jaguars and Raiders at Broncos was on late in the afternoon. The network drew a household rating of 14 and an audience share of 28, up 1% from last year in the measured markets. For the second consecutive week, the NFL Today pregame show earned a double-digit ratings increase, up 14% with a rating of 2.5. Of course, all of this became germane to talk about as kneelers were hurting ratings, as many individuals said they would not watch the NFL as long as players were protesting the abuse of African-American individuals at the hands of police officers.
But the number of teams where their people are doing that have decreased. So
right. Some people are waiting in the tunnel or in the locker room. Some people that were doing it just aren't doing it anymore. I haven't watched an NFL game in years, but do they still focus on these players and show them on camera if they're doing something?
I seldom see the beginning of a game. That's terrible to say. I came in on it. I didn't hear anybody talking about it. I watched the Steelers every week, but I didn't hear anybody talking about that, and I don't believe anybody in the Steelers team is kneeling.
Right.
I don't think anybody on the Eagles is kneeling either.
No kneelers on the Eagles. We had a couple hands over their hearts on the very first game of the year.
Well, that's appropriate.
Hands at the side or at the back. I forget what it was, or maybe a clenched fist, something like that, earlier in the year. But that has subsided, so that's no longer ongoing. That always pops up in the news around here. So ratings are picking back up, but that should be good news for the NFL, since the last thing they'd want to do is lose their top spot in the sports world.
And lose all the revenue that's generated from the TV.
Well, yeah, they don't want to lose the money. That's true. Good point. I don't think they really care about ratings if you could somehow get tons of money with bad ratings. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Let's see, one of our listeners on the topic of former Vice President Biden, who said that Trump supporters are the dregs of society, sent us a text.
He says, I do believe the Antifa criminals supporting leftist causes like Biden would be the dregs of society.
Yes. Yeah, name-calling is so terrible that I think, in fact, it is, in fact, the other side.
That they are the dregs.
They're the dregs. All right. Thank you, Dale, for calling. You are on the mark.
Yeah, I just didn't know if any economist has any words about what Trump's doing right now with the tariffs. I mean, we're letting this guy put all our chips on the table. I mean, we might win the trade war, but we might lose the dollar war.
Well, the more you know about economics, the less you like tariffs. I mean, economists seem pretty uniform in that remark.
Yeah, well, you know, the dollar ain't too strong right now. I don't know when the Fed meeting's coming, but that's interesting to see what they're going to do, because they raised rates even 0.25%. It's not going to be looking good. So, and the economy is not booming. The words coming through the TV and the radio saying the economy is booming is just, I guess, all smoke screen. But I just...
sort of like those guys that landed on the moon, huh, Dale?
Well, I mean, there's still no evidence of that, but I'm just telling you right now.
There's no evidence of the moon landing?
Dale doesn't believe they were
actors. Wait. I'm sorry to interrupt here.
No, Dale believes they were actors. He shared that with us last week.
There's no evidence of the moon landing?
It don't make sense. You're changing the subject, but the cameras that they sent up in the moon, they spent like billions of dollars and they're in bad views. I mean, there's a lot of skepticism, but it doesn't matter. Now, I'm just worried about the economy here because that... We know this guy bankrupt many casinos and hotels. Now we're letting him play with our chips with China. He's all worried about winning the trade war, where our dollar is being at jeopardy. So I just want to know what the Fed's going to do when their next meeting is, because this is an important part of the poker game here.
Well, what I haven't heard people discuss, Dale, is whether or not the tariffs he's imposing are punitive tariffs or whether they're just designed to put us on our industries on a level playing field with those from other countries. If China charges 30% less for something that we can make here in America, and our tariff is 30% just to bring them up to a level playing field, that's one thing. But if he puts a 50% tariff on, tries to get extra money or tries to penalize them, then I disagree with it.
Okay, well, yeah, you disagree with it. You trust the guy, right? I mean,
well,
you know,
I don't know. I haven't heard enough reporting about it.
Joe, listen to how this character works. He swindled banks into investing, okay, with his ideals, okay? Now, he don't have banks backing him up. You know who he has? He has the American taxpayers backing him up. Okay, you understand how this guy operates?
Well, that's a pretty deep pocket.
I don't know if he's working with the Russians, because the Russians are working with China. And if you're paying attention to what's happening right now, it is all of our capital is back in this country, and China has capital all over the globe. So I just think that the next meeting with the Fed is going to be interesting to see. So I mean, there's a lot of different routes you can go. I mean, you can talk about this and that and the smoke screen as the economy is booming, but let's see what the Fed does. I can't wait to see that meeting.
All right, let's get back to the elephant in the room, the moon landing. So you're saying that was faked?
Where's all the high-definition pictures of space and all that? I mean, we all paid for this, and now they want to go private. So, I mean, I'm just telling you, say if they did go, okay, they had 12 inches of thick lead to penetrate the radiation of the sun going through the Van Allen belt. That's just questions. I don't believe we made it. I don't believe we didn't. But it's I just don't make sense how the astronauts never met the people who were the tech that kept them away for 30 years, and they wonder why the tech people on the ground never met the astronauts. So it don't make sense. You know what China told us? China said that if the U.S. people believe that their government made it to the moon, that the people believe in the Easter Bunny. So, you know, that's another thing, too. So,
all right.
I don't know.
We got you.
Well, Chinese Easter Bunny. There's a concept.
Well, and I got a lot of really nice chocolate last Easter, so something's happening here. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Back to reality. We are talking about former Vice President Joe Biden. It's going to take a long time for me to stop calling him Senator Biden, but former Vice President Biden saying that if you're a Trump supporter, you're the dregs of society. Cindy, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's not raining here. This is a positive bulletin. No sun, but it's not raining. Anyway, I understand that politics is about getting people to come to your side or your way of thinking. So it eludes me. If I wanted to get people to join me and my way of thinking, I wouldn't take to calling them names, derogatory names. To build unity, you're never going to build unity that way. What you are going to build is fractures. Fractures in society, fractures among people. And I think that one of the things that Americans have historically taken pride in is that we don't have these class systems, and we struggle hard not to isolate subgroups of people. So given the fact that our electorate is roughly 50-50, in terms of Republicans and Democrats, what is to gain by marginalizing the people that you need to come to your side to win? That's what it is. This really, I don't understand this.
So if he wants to win as president someday, he's going to need the dregs.
You're going to need people from both sides of the issue. We were built that way. This country was founded that way. It's inescapable. So why would you then start off by name-calling? I don't follow it, you know? Ironically, I feel that the name-calling that went on in the last election backfired on that candidate. People picked that up as a kind of pride. I saw people wearing T-shirts with it on.
The basket of deplorables, you mean?
Yes, I'm a deplorable. Here in our region, I saw people wearing that. I chuckled. I thought that was funny. You could be angry or upset that someone called you a name, or you can turn it on them. Becoming an elected official is about building consensus, making changes in our country. Either way, anyway, is about building consensus. How does that happen? Show me the course, the program, the book that recommends calling the other side names in order to bring them to your way of thinking. The only times we see that go on are when you have totalitarian behavior and you're marginalizing people, right? And so you're calling them names, some of which remain in our society today, that detach people from your group, like the N-word, right? That was used in the beginning. I know that some people use it today differently, but in the beginning, it was meant to marginalize black people, not to make them less than human, and so that the behaviors towards them were excusable. Surely we don't want to emulate that kind of behavior again. Surely we've abandoned that kind of treating our fellow people as subhuman. And how do you reconcile, on the one hand, criticizing a group of people for that behavior and then adopt it for yourself?
Well, I think you have to believe that your side has the moral high ground to make that a viable option. And yet you don't. I mean, I think there are arguments on both sides of an issue. And many times, I mean, you and I don't always agree on everything. But on the other hand, I respect your opinions. And you always do a great deal of research before you talk about something. And you've obviously looked at it and you've arrived at your conclusion. Maybe we haven't arrived at the same conclusion, but we can discuss it without calling each other names.
Well, I respect that there are some of us, myself, based on my life experience, I take enormous pride in my independence, in how I rose up against adversity in my life, how I overcame the challenges, not only as a young person, but all through my life. I take enormous pride in that. And that's probably reflected. It is reflected in my dislike of government then taking away my ability to make my own choices and saying to me, another philosophy, which is you should work for the collective. you should be all about everyone's happiness. No one should be better off than anybody else. We should all be equally... See, I reject that premise. That doesn't mean I reject you, Joe. It just means I reject that premise based on my life experiences, which are unique. Now, does that mean I don't help other people? Hardly. My husband and I are very generous when we go to helping other people. We don't seek any attention for that. We do it very quietly.
Until now.
I'm just because...
No, I couldn't resist.
I raised that only because there are people who will say to someone like me, well, you heartless SOB, you don't care about your fellow man. Only because I'm not willing to join their way of addressing the problem. That's why I brought it up, not because
gotcha.
I'm looking for anything.
I understand that. I'm just saw that you opened the door to easy fun harassment here, so I had to.
I put it poorly. there are people who want to act collectively, and as long as they want to do that and leave me alone, fine. As long as what they're doing is a positive thing by my measure.
All right.
However, you don't get to drag me into it. You can ask me to join. You don't get to drag me into it. And most importantly, it is really not in your best interest to then demonize me for not joining. That is not going to achieve your goal. It's only going to alienate me and maybe cause me to quietly work against you. How is that helpful to what you want to do?
No win. All right. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Have you ever thought of the fact that you sound, I know you're an independent, but have you ever thought of the fact that you sound a great deal like a libertarian?
There are some things that I agree with in the libertarian philosophy, and there are some things I don't. I'm not a club joiner, Joe.
Okay.
I find myself not aligned with any of these things. Libertarians want, no borders and free access. I don't agree with that.
Okay, fair enough.
So right there they lose me. They don't get to take down my fences, and neither do the Republicans or the Democrats.
Well,
as long as they're on my property, I believe I should be allowed to have them. And that goes into a lot of issues.
Too bad there isn't a party for iconoclasts. Maybe we could both join that.
I'll have to look that up. I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thank you so much, Cindy. Appreciate that. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back, but we have 100% open phones. We got an email that relates to our governor, so we will read that when we return. And we're talking about anything you wish.
We got an interesting story out of Texas, and then we got an interesting story out of Sunbury.
Yeah. How bad is it if a boy in a classroom wears makeup? That's the Texas story. And then
lawsuits in Northumberland County commissioners again.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We got open phones, and it's sponsored by the Hometown Pharmacies.
Hi, this is Tyler from Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. No matter which of our family-owned and operated locations you choose, you'll receive the same high level of one-on-one customer service and even some of the extras you just can't get at the big box stores. Sure, we'll fill your prescriptions, but what's more, we stock medical supplies like braces, wheelchairs, and crutches, and we'll take the time to help you choose the one that's best for you. If you have either type 1 or type 2 diabetes, you can talk with our pharmacists and staff about controlling your blood sugar to help manage your diabetes. Can't make it in? We'll deliver to you, free of charge. For more information, check out our website, TrutzAndShadeMTNPharmacies.com.
Now that's the way it should be. Service that goes above and beyond. Simple as that. Hometown Pharmacies in Lewisburg, Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Danville, Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, and Shade Mountain Pharmacy on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. Making a local difference every season, every day.
Hey, welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. Joe McGranahan is here. Rob Center is here. Matt Catrillo was here. He says he's out on assignment now. I think he's out playing in the sun.
And now we have on the phone
under the cloudy sky.
I'm fairly certain one of the dregs of society who has a comment for us. Are you a dreg, Dan?
Hey, good morning. Yes, I'm a very proud dreg of society, and I'm proud voter also of the president. I'll wear the label drag deplorable stinking Walmart shopper, you name it.
I hadn't heard that one.
You got your guns and Bible too, right? That was Obama's,
yep.
Right?
Okay. Yep, I'm still carrying my rifle, my shotgun, my holy Bible. But what I called about was that President Trump yesterday in the afternoon allowed the documents that were made for the FISA warrant, the first FISA warrant, to be declassified. So we out here can see exactly what was going on in the Justice Department to spy through Carter Page on the Trump campaign. And this is the first FISA warrant. There was four of them. And we'll be able to see the sunlight will shine on what was going on to undermine the president from being elected. And now the resistance to trying to get him out of office. So I thought that was a big move on the president allowing these documents to finally be in the sunlight.
How do we know they're going to release them, all of them? You know, how do we know?
Well, here's the problem: the justice, they may not allow. They may drag their feet. Now, we don't know when they're going to declassify them and allow them out.
The president declassified them. They're declassified. That's his right. So they're no longer classified.
Right. But the Justice Department may drag their feet till after this midterm election because they know it's going to shed light on the corruption. Terrible corruption in the Justice Department. Now, Joe, can you imagine if this corruption was done by Trump on a Democratic campaign, undermining the candidate the way the Justice Department did to Trump? Can you imagine the outcry?
Well, would be some,
It could happen, you know. Just suppose Trump becomes well-liked and becomes, you know, changes everything around, and he becomes the high guy. And he does this corruption to the next Democratic candidate. There'd be outcry, and rightly so. You cannot use the Justice Department to undermine a candidate for an election. That's pure corruption. And President finally is declassified. This is the first FISA warrant. Now, can you imagine what you're going to learn from the next three? It's going to be more corruption. And I don't know what you gentlemen think of this. I know it hasn't been reported much. The mainstream media don't touch it. They act as if it don't exist. But they don't want to report on it. But the Sunbury Item put it in the clear last page of their newspaper. The clear back page, they had an article on it. They don't see that much importance in it. And
where is it on in Fox News? That's the only way to determine what sort of the other side is doing. Is it front page above the fold on their webpage? I know CBS News has it about number 7 or 8 on their long list of stories that they're following.
Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs, they've been having it in their report
for a long time. So it's on their top stories, okay.
And Greg Jarrett wrote a book on it, and there's another new book just come out yesterday, and it's called, I can't remember the writer, unfortunately, it's called The Deep State, and Greg Jarrett wrote a book called The Russian Collusion. He came out with his book about a month, 5 weeks ago. It's a top seller. That reveals the corruption in the in the top echelon of the FBI, the whole Justice Department, was in the tank to get Hillary Clinton elected. They didn't want the, they didn't want Trump in there. They didn't want us. But this is the first election in my voting that the people got the president they wanted. It wasn't the establishment didn't get who they wanted. I call President Trump the first people's president because actually we won for once.
All right, we got to take another call.
Take a look at Andrew Jackson before you say that.
Thank you
so much.
Well,
I mean, in my time, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, not in your time, Joe. Sorry.
Since my days of voting, I never won yet. This is the first time, Joe, in my whole voting days.
All right, thank you so much.
I lost in 1964. I lost out. I've been losing ever since. But
until now.
Praise the Lord.
Welcome
I mean
to the dregs.
Seriously.
All right. And now you're out
thank
of time.
You.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, thank you very much. Cindy, thanks for waiting. You are on the mark.
And I meant the good definition of iconoclast, Cindy,
yes,
not the bad
Joe,
one.
I'm an iconoclast. I am. I went right to my gigantic Webster's and looked it up. Am I someone who rejects institutions and beliefs based on the fact that I think that they're either wrong or superstitious? Yes. Yes, I do. So I accept that label.
Okay.
No problem.
Well, I'm with you, kid.
All right.
Accept that label. We need to. What the yesterday was Constitution Day, by the way. We need to examine what we said we would do. Like many organizations, we have strayed from the path. It's gotten lost. What was the agreement, as enumerated in our Constitution, amongst those who choose to live in this country? What was our deal, and are we living up to that? And I think no, we're not. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565. Now, we have texts related to the FISA documents, so we'll read those when we return. 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. We've got 20 minutes left in the show. Open phones. Dial us now, 1-800-795-9565. Text message, please, Joe.
Right. Our writer says, the amusing thing about Trump declassifying the FISA documents is the left calling this obstruction and tampering. Since when does transparency translate to obstruction? If Nixon had been transparent, he would have remained president until the end of his second term. Good point.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You have to picture this. If you're watching TV and you see an ad for Governor Wolf, it shows Governor Wolf visiting half-idled factories and walking down the street talking to people that are outraged and upset about things, saying how bad Harrisburg is. It's precisely the same kind of ad that he ran 4 years ago, indicating that there is time. It was time for a big change in Harrisburg. And the trouble is, of course, that the governor is, he's been in for 4 years. So if you're going to criticize Harrisburg, you're criticizing Governor Wolf and the current legislature.
Well, I think his point is that he's the lone shining star amid the field of Republican badness, if you will. What's the matter?
That's a good one. All right. To that end, one of our listeners sends us a note.
Says, I find it interesting that, again, Tom Wolf's ads as governor are the same style of ad as when he was just a candidate. They all seem to be directed toward his opponent and not about himself. We elected Governor Wolf without really knowing about his position on things 4 years ago. Instead of telling Pennsylvanians his position, he's decided to attack former Governor Corbett. He won because Pennsylvania's elected someone other than Corbett, not because of Tom Wolf's position on issues. Now as governor, instead of talking about the things he's done, his policies and positions, he just attacks his opponent Scott Wagner in every campaign ad. You have 4 years of work for Pennsylvania, and you have nothing to promote about yourself? Instead, you continue with the attack ad campaign philosophy. If you can't talk positively about yourself and what you think you've done for Pennsylvania, maybe Pennsylvanians need to elect someone else again. Governor Wolf, tell Pennsylvanians why we should reelect you, not why we should not elect your opponent.
All right. Thank you for that email. Very much appreciated. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. Lance, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
That was the, well, would you say, hopeless, deplorable dreg, I think.
You got it all going on. My lovely bride sent me a note saying dregs also accounts for the little sediment at the bottom of a teacup is also called the dregs.
Yeah. Well, anyway, when you take a look at how many people are actually care one way or the other about LGBTQ, whatever alphabet you throw
Q-I-A-A-P.
In there.
Q-I-A-A-P.
Okay. Oh,
two Qs, one I, two A's, one P.
All right. Not too many people do. I rub shoulders with people who are of like mind to me all the time. And once in a while, that kind of comes into conversation. And every time it does, it's just shrug your shoulders and say, well, who cares except for the people involved? And the same way with the racism. Why, when they wanted to have that nationwide, everybody get together with all the races and what they call a white power or something or another, how many people showed up? 20. That was all. That says something. And when you thought about the big rhubarb there at the Bobby Lee statue some time ago, well, there were a lot of good people there. There were people there from the Historical Society who were looking at R.E. Lee as someone that should have been emulated by both sides of the Civil War. Had they all acted like he did, the whole, it would have been over in like 10 years. They would have forgotten about it. Everybody would have done what he did. Don't you agree with that?
I agree Robert E. Lee is someone to be emulated. I mean, some people say, oh, he was a traitor. Well, that's kind of like the soft, easy answer, but that's not the real Robert E. Lee.
But even if he was, didn't he repatriate?
He more than redeemed himself. He could have taken to the hills and fought a guerrilla war. His men would have followed him. Instead, he told them to go home and be as good as citizens as they were soldiers.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So to put him up as a symbol of, you know, horrid racism and everything else that's horrible about a human being, why, they should have held up his really good points for everyone to follow. Okay. And that was mostly what I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you so much, Lance. Appreciate the call. Paul, you're next up on the Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, it seems that your conversation is leading to who to blame.
For every what? Who to blame for what, Paul?
Anything. Is it taxes?
I don't think we've been leading in that direction at all.
But anyway.
But anyway, all right. Okay. I digress.
All right. But the one thing that you haven't really touched on, and that is you're blaming people for higher taxes, you're believing people with poor economy, and you always bypass the most important thing that you haven't discussed. And that is, when it comes to killing people, we look at war as something that is atrocious. And yet, in Scripture, it says that God praises war. But here's where it comes to the point, and that is, people are willing to blame people, but when it comes to nature, they don't blame anybody. who do you blame for volcanoes, for floods, for lightning, for fires?
But now we have climate change, which we can blame on the number of hurricanes and the stronger storms and so on.
I thought you were going to blame that on the Republicans.
We'll blame that on, well, Republicans are exacerbating climate change, that's obvious.
Yeah, but the whole thing in a nutshell is you have to blame man for everything. And no, at no time is it ever mentioned that the supernatural force that created man is also the blame for the creation of death in many, many ways.
So we should have to blame God for natural disasters?
That's correct. But we don't do that. Why? Because we figure that he will retaliate and destroy man as he did before. So that could be your conversation sometime, and that is, do you believe that he has the power to destroy
them? I guarantee it will not be part of my conversation in the months ahead. All right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. Our sponsor is the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons and tons and tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. Well, what can you do at that website? Well, that's where you can build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications. I've already gone on there and build Joe's next station wagon. He's going to get a fantastic-looking Explorer, thanks to me, that red burgundy color that he used to like on his old station wagon. And guess what? It's going to have all-wheel drive. It's going to have
a
very
burgundy-colored car in my life.
Well, it's time. It's time. So also, we're going to purchase a Hyundai, a minivan, plus a sporty car, and a Kia, the new Sprint, plus a bunch of other cars that they got at the Kia dealership, and the Lincoln MKZ, or the rest of the lines. I need a Navigator pick-em-up truck to drive around in. But the point is that you can build that car to your precise specifications. Odds are they already have it at the Sunbury Motor Company on the lot, and they'll be perfectly willing to trade in your old vehicle and put you in a brand new one. But you might have to order it from Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln, and that's what you can do at sunburymotors.com. Build a Ford, Lincoln, Kia, or a Hyundai to your precise specifications. Click send, and that vehicle will be waiting for you one moment later at the Sunbury Motor Company, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back. One of our listeners sends us a note on the topic of Governor Tom Wolf, says these words.
He says, mark my words, if Wolf wins re-election, he will resign his job and let his socialist lieutenant governor take over in 2019. This alone will propel him to the Democratic nomination for president.
I don't think Tom Wolf will run for president. Can you imagine as president? Well, we've been attacked by a foreign country, and Governor Wolf says he'll be deciding in 2 short years what to do about it. I don't think he'd be a good president.
I don't
president.
Think he'd fire back at Donald Trump if Trump was running on the other side. That would be a...
Well, we'll take your nasty remarks under consideration,
right.
Mr. Trump. All right. I mean, I like the governor. I'm going to vote for him. I wish I could vote for him twice, but...
But he would be only the second Pennsylvania president.
First being who?
James Buchanan.
Oh, boy.
Only. First and only.
Dan, you're on the mark. You got a 60-second window here.
Hey, good morning again, Way. The last caller has it just the opposite. God gave man a perfect environment, perfect harmony, perfect fellowship with God. The animals were peaceful, no war, but man said no.
Except for the part where they ate each other.
Nope, they didn't. Then they were at perfect harmony. They were all herbivores before the flood.
Well, that's great, unless you're a tulip.
And so God did create a perfect environment. Man said, no, okay. I think I'm smarter than you, God. I think I could be equal to you. So man chose to follow the serpent, equal the devil, instead of the truth.
So and we upset the balance. So there were no volcanoes then either.
Nope, it was a perfect environment.
All the way around. But well, that certainly makes sense.
Yep.
Thank you so much for calling in, sir.
Yep, and thanks again, and peace and safety, brothers.
All right, thank you, Dan. Al, you're next up on the Mark.
Well, he's forgetting about the fallen angel, but Paul was right on. There's light and there's dark and there's good and there's evil. And if you believe in God, I mean, he gives you the understanding to know that what you see going on around the world today is not right. Because we have the biggest Holocaust with the abortion and the African Americans in the inner cities. We have slavery that's higher than the day of the slavery. And when we had our slavery, we had 20 years to get rid of it.
Where are all the slaves?
They're being brought over from the borders.
You mean human trafficking in the U.S.?
Human trafficking.
Okay.
Yeah, they're slaves. I mean, you can call what you want, but there's good and there's evil and there's night and there's day and there's black and white. And that's, Paul was right on. And if you don't fear God, Mark, there's no reason to be around. I mean, because this is just life on Earth.
Why do you single me out? What did I do?
Because you said you don't, you said something about fearing God, you're not going to go there. The
okay.
last caller with Paul, whatever you said after Paul.
Okay.
Made me think of that to tell you. But I'm not telling just you, Mark.
You're telling everybody.
Everybody in the world. Because
Mark
we're all
Kind.
We're all Mark Kind. We're all in this world together. And
many churches in Marktopia?
And we're all here together. So God knows where we are when it's time to pay the piper. You know, we aren't all scattered around the universe. You're not even have to go looking for us, unless we are. But everybody on Earth is brothers and sisters. And if you look at it that way, there's good and there's evil. And there was a fallen angel named Lucifer. And, you know, angel, you know, if you read the Bible, it's an amazing book. Just amazing what mankind went through. And if you think we were around for millions of years evolving, how stupid are we? We've been here for millions of years and we don't have it right yet. You know what I mean?
Well, we're not the smartest ape on the planet,
well,
apparently.
Some people believe we've only been here about 6,000 years, so.
Yeah, according to the Bible, we've been here that long. And maybe that's, you know, it's beyond our understanding, folks. I mean, we have to have faith, and you have to have good and evil, because it's here. And if you don't think it's here, and you want to live your life like this is it, well, you know, you got to think further ahead than that, I say.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Al.
Yeah.
Really appreciate the call, as always. All right, we'd have a speedy dialer. Time to get through if you're already on the line or about to hit redial. Well, that didn't take long, Frank. Thank you, Rob, for making that happen. Frank, you're on the mark.
All right. I think I heard part of the program, and there's a definition that's being used as we're the smartest in the beginning created, and we were upright, and we didn't evolve from the creatures we were created. Is that accurate?
There are some people who have expressed that belief on this program.
I think
yes.
Those sentences have come up, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm one of the people who believe we were created and we didn't morph out of a pond. I think the question is, as we were born in a more not smart, we were learning things. According to the book,
your phone's cutting out. Hold still.
To us, but we had a natural inclination to the beauty of nature and appreciation. We didn't have to be taught that. Anyway, you ever hear the definition, when all hell breaks loose on Earth? Have you ever heard of doomsday? Have you ever heard of the end of the world? There's a really interesting particular passage in the book of Matthew, and I've read it. I believe it's chapter 24. The very beginning of what would be the Christian church. Those disciples asked, Christ in a conversation, when will the end of the earth be? But they were believing, well, when would the kingdom start? And they thought it was going to happen on the planet, on this planet. And it's always a powerful comment that Christ said, I give you parables as to the time and the seasons of what the conditions would look like on the earth. I think we're living in it.
Which parables did he give? Well, never mind. Okay.
The fig tree. It's the fig tree parable.
Gotcha.
He literally withered that thing before their eyes and said, now, you know, there will be pestilences, problems, floods, earthquakes, all kinds of things, rumors of wars, and then the most powerful thing he said, and that is not the end, it's the beginning of the sorrows. So, whether the sorrows are 1,000 years, 2,000 years, you know, there's been a lot of stuff that's happened before, it's in the news, suicide bombings, people, you know, doing mass suicides, false teachings, false churches. That's a big one. Religion and religious leaders are going to be the ones who are going to corrupt the church. That's actually the biggest pinpoint he made. And there you go.
All right.
A Bible study, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Well, we got here the last 15 minutes.
We still got to go tomorrow night, too, so we right. got we got a lot to do yet. All right, thank you so much, Joe. We'll see you in the morning.
Tomorrow.
We'll host Open Phones Thursday. Linda Schlegel-Culver and Sherry Jacobson and some other guests are going to be talking about some legislation stuck in Harrisburg, so that'll be our topic first thing off the bat Thursday morning. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.